raid in the Kazoon's yellow thread now. Nazi terrifying disturb of my free route. Sir Keith Field lifts each.
Kevnev, Smira, Yam. Smiratimos, Sir.
Once you get him bumped, they go bump the rest of your life. Once you get him bumped, they go bump the rest of your life. Once you get him bumped, once you get him bumped.
You have to have some kind of defense or whatever it is.
With the world's first all-behold, all-the-time radio station, Radio Revolution number 9.
Yes? It's all together. Okay.
And give yourself a hard time.
Play the record, okay? I'm trying to.
I can't praise the innovation of the antisocial behaviour order enough. If I can just give you my reason for the past, I live in a small close in Solihull. Nice and peaceful, nice place to live, except for one family. And they have a daughter who is completely antisocial and has been since an early age.
I just warn him, include someone in the business, don't sign anything. Unless the lawyer's your brother. And make it, put it on tape, track by track, one of me, one of Paul, one of George, one of Ringo, if they really needed that much. Because otherwise the music is just the same, only on separate albums. Yoko now has got more money than they had when Klein came, and she's back in 2 years.
No, you know, it was a big fight for both teams, and I think there was a lot of.
Are you sitting down? I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
And it looks like I'm your person.
He's been a good worker for us. But we're gonna have to let him go. We're gonna have to fire him.
I know the words, but I'll just guess. I know I'm gonna tell you what you know, Papa, you know, baby. Give me my baby.
I fully agree with you, but there's something has happened down here at the office that we can't overlook. It's an image problem.
Well, I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm sitting here with John and Alan. I'm just going from my spirit. I'm gonna let you be my better baby. Ah, baby.
That's fine.
Captive. The government is stepping up its efforts to tackle antisocial behaviour in England and Wales. The Prime Minister will announce extra funding to reduce such.
That's great. I love it.
Emergency evacuation. Please proceed calmly to the nearest drill. Do not remain calm.
Now Harrison Tate made with all the technical facilities of the BBC in London. And they show, I think, what can be done within one phrase.
And the number nine, was an engineer's voice. You know, they have test tapes, and the voice was saying, "This is number nine megacycle." So he was talking like that, and I just liked the way he said number nine. When I was mixing the record, I just had a radio in the room that was tuned to some BBC channel all the time, and we did about, I don't know, half a dozen mixes, and I just used whatever was coming through at the time. I never knew it was King Lear until years later somebody told me, because I could hardly make out what he was saying. It was interesting to mix the whole thing with a live radio coming through it.
How much of Revolution No. 9 was accidental?
Well, it's like an action painting. I had a lot of loops, tape loops, which is just a circle of tape. People don't understand it, that repeats itself over and over. I had about 10 of them on different mono machines, all spinning at once with tensors and things going on. I had a basic track, which was the end of the Revolution song, and I just played it sort of live into another tape and just brought them in on faders, like you do as a DJ, and brought them in like that, and it was accidental in that way. I think I did it twice, maybe. And the second one was the take.
Tonight we have a really big show for you. Live on our stage, the Beetle Flying Saucer Landing.
It's a music instrument. Ding, 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 bong, bong, bong. In this time, it starts to play. And therefore with your tone pitch, this is music instrument. We have a very big collection, and the most collection we have of.
In England, we say he's a flatulent.
Revolution.
looking for happy colors to put in their house. Take a little liquid white, a little titanium white, a little phthalo blue. Take a little liquid white, a little titanium white, mix them together, reach up here, a little phthalo blue. Let's have some fun back here. There we go.
Number 2, 1.54 acres, plus all the buildings. Here, all right, we're going to get bored. Start from left to go. Start from A, we're going to yield. Turn down all the yield. Turn that'll be in that tail around 2. Turn down all the yield. Turn that'll be in that tail around 2.
He,
Turn down all the yield. Turn that'll be in that tail around 2.
He drank wine all night, the night of the 28th, and he kept thinking of her, the way she walked and talked and loved, the way she told him things that seemed true but were not. And he knew the color of each of her dresses and her shoes. He knew the stock and curve of each heel as well as the leg shaped by it. And she was out again when he came home. And she'd come back with special stink again. She did. She came in at 3 a.m. in the morning, filthy like a dung-eating swine. And that yellow dress, his favorite, and cut off his balls. And carried them in his hands like apricots, and flushed them down the toilet bowl. And she kept screaming as the room became red.
God, oh God, what have you done?
Oriel coming to the front. Pinza, Oriel coming the outside, but Shikhan 4, Pinza, Mountain King, good brandy there, and here's Oriel coming to join them. As they come down to Tatnam Corner, Shikhan 4, racing away now, being followed by Pinza, and Oriel has moved up there. 3 or 4 lengths clear now, being chased by, and racing off now, is Fei Sheng, I think. Now, Shikhan 4 is coming down the hill, heads as they go right away around the back towards the top of Tatnam Hill. Those are the leaders. It's still Shikhan 4 leading them as they come now with 7 furlongs to go. Premonition and Pinza are still up there, and we literally can only see just their heads as they go. 5 furlongs out of the 12. Shikhan 4 2 lengths lead from Jaffa, Star, the Forest, and Victory Road is well up there. Near Ola on the far side. Empire Honey is still there, and Empire Honey is there. They're going away. We don't just see their caps, and Near Ola is well up there. Is there, and now it looks like Shikhan 4 with a 2-length lead after they've and under the Empire Honey is there, with Ben Shalaman moving up the and with Scipio is last of all. Right up in front, there, I can see Sibyl Scandal, in front of the 7th Empire Honey, and they're off, and Durham Castle got away rather badly. Now they're coming back in, and they're off, and
there is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then, more and more visibly, with more and more support, until...
Revolution with a song called
Intelligence.
Revolution with a song. Revolution with a song. Oh, Quran,
they say,
you know, it was about what was going on at the time. And I wanted to put it out as a single. I said, let's put this out. We should say something about it, and this is what I want to say. And he said, no, it's too slow.
They go, huh, the rest of your life, huh? They go, huh, 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 they go, huh.
the campaign is very mysterious and weird and tricky.
Stop talking about that, Robert. What do you keep saying, Revolution Number 9?
It's the company, the brand.
Spending a bit of time with John's early days by, what I'm getting at is you've been going to Liverpool. And also there's Mendip's, and that's the home where John lived from when he was 5 to when he was 23 with his Aunt Mimi.
Sometimes it doesn't sound too good. But, you know, this was fairly small criticism. When they did this White Album, I thought we should have made probably a very, very good...
One day last year, after I'd had lunch, I had an amazing and unforgettable experience.
Well, we have a culture.
It must have been 2 o'clock.
You've brought up.
I was sitting there at the steering wheel of my new car.
It's the crowning glory for anybody.
When all of a sudden the car started to shake this way and that. I felt as if I was riding a bucking horse.
Then it's all over with humanity, stranger. There's still you and I.
two of us left. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?